Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 71. You can breathe now, Don. Okay.
Did you just say Pittsburgh Comic Podcast?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Re-edit.
I wasn't listening to myself. I was worried about Donnie, who's doing a Ryan and holding his breath.
We've got to fill the void.
Yeah, I know. There's only four of us tonight, so it'll be tight and concise and less rambling, right?
What?
Yeah, okay. So, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Donnie.
Adam.
Chuck.
That's all she wrote.
Owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
Owner? No, you're not. Keep hoarding those points. It's not going to work.
Oh.
But two big books came out last week, and I really wanted to talk about them, but since nobody else had read them, I thought that was kind of mean. So I waited till this week, and I figured I wanted to talk about Marvel's first Marvel Now book, you have to say with the exclamation point, of Uncanny Avengers number one, and the... surprise hit. Well, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, but Batman 13 with the first part of Death of the Family with the Joker.
I call it the much awaited.
Much awaited, yes. But we'll get to that and why it was such a surprise. But I figured we'd start Uncanny Avengers. That was Marvel's big one. And I kind of looked at it, at least when I, what I hoped, what I wanted it to be, was their kind of answer to Justice League number one. It's their first shot out of the gun with their first Marvel Now book, coming right on the heels of Avengers versus X-Men. So I thought the book was good. I liked it. My concern with it is that I don't think it was so much. It was almost like a point one to Avengers versus X-Men versus a new number one to bring in new people. If somebody just came in off the street and grabbed that book to read it, I don't think it would be a good starting place for them. About the first half of the book was like the eulogy to Professor X, and it was like the epilogue to Avengers versus X-Men. And then it started off with kind of gathering a new team and a big shock ending. But I think the first half, like the funeral and all that stuff, would have been a little lost on somebody just coming in.
Is it really a shock, though?
The end of that?
They tell us about of Uncanny?
The end of that? That was a shock to me.
Oh, no, not... No, I was thinking maybe... I was thinking the Red Skull part.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, not who it was and who he was taking the brain.
Okay. I was saying him standing there holding a dripping brain. I thought that was...
Well, no,
little...
I mean him being there and him being a...
Well, that was a big question for me is when did he come back?
Yeah.
Last I remember...
But we didn't know he was coming back because we already saw issue two.
Right, the cover. So we knew he was coming back, but the last I saw he was... like a disembodied in the belly of one of Artem Zola's robots.
He was a TV.
That was then destroyed.
He was kind of like Nick.
Right, exactly. So all of a sudden to have him standing there with no explanation was a little bit odd. I did have a couple other problems. Not problems, but things that didn't make sense. Like picking Havoc, Alex Summers, to lead the team. Just seemed odd on a couple levels. One, is he really trying to piss off Cyclops? You know, maybe he is, but... you're not good enough. We're going to use your younger brother. But also, is the younger brother of somebody who's in jail for killing someone the best choice, the best next choice to lead it? Oh, well, we finally killed Hitler. Come here, Bobby Hitler. We think you'd be the next best choice.
No president either.
It just seemed, it just seemed like a very odd...
He's still out there.
Choice. Yeah, he is. It Bobby just seems Hitler. An odd choice of someone to lead the team. Yeah, we realize this guy just, destroyed half the world and whatever. Going to the public, and I've decided to make his younger brother, give him all the power.
Bobby Hitler.
Bobby Hitler. That just seemed odd to me. And one review I read online I thought was kind of funny. It's like, okay, so first they had Scott Summers, the blandest character in comics. So who do we have now? His younger brother, who has even less character development over the years, who's even blander. So I did kind of like that.
It just seemed, I'm going to buy it. Like, I was planning on just getting the number one, but I warned it enough to keep going for me for now. But it just seems weird to have a team where he's captain. Cap's not leading it.
Right. Even though he is on the cover. And also, I liked how his helmet is suddenly magically morphing into the movie costume.
I think that's the stupidest look I've ever seen for Death
of
America.
I did not care for that.
With the movie, it's okay. Like, it's all right.
It makes sense in real life, but we're so used to a certain look that all of a sudden changing that look... It
looks goofy.
Also, we now know that Thor likes lattes. Where did that come from? That was just totally bizarre. Makes sense. One other thing that didn't make sense to me was they just established that Wanda has this huge power where she was able to take out the Phoenix Force. And now Goatface Girl can depower her or interrupt her power.
Who is Goatface
Girl? Well, we don't know. She was just introduced in this issue. But it just seems very odd to me that all of a sudden just they create a new character who is that powerful. That just seems strange. After, you know, having this big, how are we going to defeat this cosmic entity, and they managed to do it, to now have somebody just kind of randomly going, oh yeah, poof, your powers don't work.
Maybe the character is kind of like a leech.
Could be. But just seems, that seems fairly... Why didn't they use that person to stop the Phoenix?
The leech?
Or Goatface Girl. That's what I realize you prefer leech.
I don't know how...
Goatface Girl sounds insensitive.
Well, isn't that what they called her? Grab that. Grab a copy. It's all plenty available. Still available for sale. Unlike our next book.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
But we have like
the goat. Yeah, you suffer the gaze of the goat-faced girl. That's her name.
Just sounds mean.
I agree.
I like it.
Yeah, it seemed, you know, granted they're all brand new characters, but it just seemed a little uber powerful.
What do you think of Rogue and them fighting?
Yeah. Hey! Just in time.
Am I?
Yeah, there's a chair on the other side.
What was that all about?
What? Well, Justin just showed up. And he's here to talk about Batman, so I thought that was really good timing.
Batman.
Would
he hear it on the podcast? We were just talking about
that. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was listening. Well, I'm going to hurry up and get down there.
We've gone live now.
Yeah, it streams live.
Not really.
But, I thought it was a fine issue, a good story, but I just had a couple questions about some of the things that were in it.
He looks kind of better on this cover than he does in that...
Well, the helmet's not so stylish. He doesn't have the buckles and all that on the
helmet. That was weird in that Consequences book. He was drawn really weird. Well, he has this strap, but not like
But he never had the strap before.
It's the movie.
No.
Well, absolutely, it's the movie. But it gets even worse
He has the strap here, but in the other books...
No, not even that.
In Consequences, yeah.
Right, but I'm saying in the Marvel Now .1, still plenty available.
Does he have the chin thing?
Not so much him, but it's new Nick Fury and Agent Coulson are the bridging mechanism between all the stories. It's like, man, you guys are just really working really hard to get all the movie stuff into the books.
So Avalanche, he was there.
Yes, he got his... head cut open.
So I take it the Red Skull is like messing with people's brains?
Apparently. But yeah, I would like to know where he came back. I'm sure they'll get to it. I'm a little concerned about it, only they don't have a good track record of explaining things. I just go back to...
After the fact, they do.
Well, they do, but I was thinking about, like, I was reading a review about the Marvel .1 Now! And, talking about the Nova, written by Jeff Loeb, and basically saying, yes, they're probably going to... We don't know who this new Nova is, and they're probably going to draw it out for 2 years like they did with Red Hulk, keeping you a mystery who he is. So that's my concern, and, you know, with something like this is, Red Skull's back. Don't worry about it. No. I was going to say Red Hulk. But, you know, Red Skull's back, and don't worry about it. He's just back.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, for me, I haven't read an Avengers issue in, you know, ever, except
right.
for one.
Right.
You know, I have no idea where the Red Skull is. Like I read the end, and it's the Red Skull, and I'm like, okay, Red Skull. Right. But for you guys who've been reading...
Well, not so much. It was Cap Reborn when he got killed.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
just... And how long ago was that?
I don't... Well, who knows?
Yeah, so
but
it was
I
just...
Mean, like, I haven't read anything. So I see the Red Skull. I know who he is because
right.
of the movies.
Right.
I never knew he was dead. But,
okay.
I mean, who in comic books hasn't died?
That's one of those things that I think you have to watch when doing that, because you have two audiences you're trying to get here. You're trying to get new people, and you're trying to keep on your old people.
There's no new people to get. There's very few new people to get.
You know, not true, though, because I've seen a lot with the DC stuff. I got a lot of lapsed readers who heard about it back and came into it. And that's where I'm thinking a lapsed reader picking this up is going to be, what?
I don't think there's many people. The people who go to see Avengers in the movie theater, it's like, you know, they're not going, I need to go get Uncanny Avengers #1.
Right.
Like that's not the same market.
True.
I mean, who goes to the movies and who buys comic books?
True.
It's not necessarily the same market. We all go see Avengers because we read Avengers and we like comic books. So they get us for free. But it's just a much harder market to shift into coming in. But yeah, I thought this Uncanny Avengers, like the way they're drawing them now, with the, trying to get the movie and the art in this and the art consequences at times, is just like, I don't know if it's changing artists during the book or whatever, but I feel like sometimes Cap looks terrible, and then sometimes you'll expect, like, it, I just feel like it's always changing from one page to the next.
And it's, I mean, it's a classic costume. You know, it's been the same for so long. Don't screw it up.
I mean, I don't know. It's just,
well, that's like Spider-Man, and they're going to be changing that.
Oh, because now he's going to be superior.
That isn't horrible, though. I mean, that's not the worst change that they've ever had.
They've modified him a lot, and I don't have a problem with being black instead of blue. They've done that before.
They've done that. I mean, right behind you is a book with him.
Now he sort of looks like Scarlet Spider.
Spider-Man.
Or even like Sensational Spider-Man. I remember they had a, they modified his costume a little bit for that book way back when.
It's no huge deal. I mean, he used to have the webs under his arms.
Right, that's true.
Why does Rogue have powers? Do we know that?
Why doesn't she?
Yeah.
Goat-faced girl. We already talked about that. Oh, that was before you got here. Yes, the gaze of goat-faced girl.
Is that what it was?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's why Wanda can't do it.
Yeah, that was my confusion. How could she, you know, counteract Wanda's chaos power?
Then. Well, now, but if Goatface Girl is that powerful, then why, like, how, if that's, if all it takes to stop the Scarlet Witch is Goatface Girl, then why did we fix this problem of no more mutants and stuff a long time ago?
You were listening to the podcast before you got here.
I wasn't. I sent you a message, because Matt had said when I talked to Matt, he got the cat or whatever. I sent you a tweet. I thought about calling the store, but he said it was like you and Adam. And I was like, you know, the baby finally went to sleep, and I was like, do I go? Are they there? Because he said it was you two.
I didn't hear
it. So, that's all right.
Sorry.
So I finally told my wife, I was like, I'm just going to go check.
There you go. We're going. We don't need Matt.
It wasn't him. It was he wasn't what was bringing me. He just said that when he left, it was you two.
We knew these two were coming. They always show up.
He did not.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
He knew.
Most of the time. So.
Okay. Well, I think I've beat that horse enough.
If you say so.
Or goat-faced girl.
All in all, though, I don't think it was too bad.
No, I thought it was a good issue, but I just don't know if it accomplished what they were going for.
Actually, it's probably the only thing that really, from all the previews that I've seen, a Marvel Now that really caught my attention. It was probably the only one.
Okay. There's still plenty to come that we don't even know about. Well, we'll probably getting more previews next week, because the previews is the week after.
I saw Secret Avengers, and I'm not getting that.
I saw the description of that.
That book has been
like
so derailed since it's ever come out. I'm done with it. Like, I don't.
How many of the new Marvel books, though, really are like? I mean, I know they moved artists and writers around and so on and so forth, but like, Uncanny Avengers is new. Mm-hmm. But how many books are truly
not
new?
Very many so far. And
it's
that
not
was,
really that they're changing the names of stuff.
Yeah, but that was one thing I was thinking when people are not so much in the store, but reading online, people saying, oh, you know, DC's going down, they're canceling all these books. And I'm looking, going, okay, the last batch of cancellations, Frankenstein, Grifter, Legion Lost, and Blue Beetle. Well, only Blue Beetle had a book going on before that. Those other three were all new, so they were taking a shot on them. You know, Frankenstein made it, what, 16 issues? I think that's pretty good for a Frankenstein book.
I mean, yeah, if it doesn't sell, it doesn't sell.
You know, and Grifter, you know, just after it got leaf-filled-ized.
Well,
Legion
DC's,
Lost was a tough
DC's
sell to
clearly
start
gonna
with.
Keep trying to milk this new 52 idea.
But I like the idea, it's different stuff.
They
like this is, you know, Uncanny Avengers.
Out.
Wow, that's, you know, what a stretch.
They keep rotating things. They're rotating, like they canceled 4.
Right.
They're gonna replace it with 4.
Right.
They're bringing in a new Superman book.
Right.
They're bringing in what else were they bringing in? There was 2 other books that they
I don't know if they've announced the new ones.
I thought there was 2 on something somewhere, because Dan mentioned 2 on Twitter. And I think Nick mentioned 2 on Twitter.
New 52?
Like this new...
The new
they're canceling the 4, like the new Superman that Scott Snyder's writing.
Right.
And there was like 2 other books that were mentioned,
okay.
I thought.
I don't remember here.
Yeah, I know.
But they're clearly like, as somebody who keeps buying every new 52 number one, they keep making sure to put new 52 on the cover.
Yeah.
And sometimes things come out and they don't put new 52 on the cover. They just kind of let it go off and do its own little thing.
Okay, yeah. Like the miniseries and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
Well, I think it's a better structure I think they have right now, and I think that's what Marvel really needs to do to get it onto some sort of track, because it, frankly, as even as a reader, but if I was a new reader, I have a hard time picking what really I should be reading and what's going to matter. Because let's say down the road they have an event, and that event leads up to stuff that I should have been reading. Well, it's too late now because I didn't pick that, you know. But with this, I could say, okay, you know, if there's an Aquaman event, well, I better read Aquaman, and I'm good. You know, if I need to read you know, like Green Lanterns. It all tie. It's they're not so much big events. They're self-contained events.
Yeah,
and that's a lot easier. But with, you know, this, it's a lot harder.
Well, they're definitely doing things like putting Scott Snyder on Superman is really
smart.
They're trying to put, yeah, well, they want Scott Snyder to sell Superman,
right?
Because whoever they keep putting on Superman, it just doesn't work.
No,
they
I agree.
Grant Morrison, it didn't work.
Yeah,
you know, before the real, you know,
X-Men wasn't working, they put Bendis on it.
Superman was kind of floundering before the relaunch and everything else. They tried to go big, and it still didn't work. Like,
it does make sense in a way to put Bendis onto something because he did from Avengers.
I'm happy to see him on something different.
It's different.
Let somebody else play with you.
He not only what they're wanting to do is they're, you know, he was able to build a franchise out of Avengers, which you never saw before. I mean, you had Avengers, and that was pretty well it.
Right. But, like, when I think back, like, the new Avengers run, has there been anything super memorable out of that run? Not the original new Avengers that he did.
A lot of their events have also tied into Avengers. So
yeah,
I think that's one thing, that it's one larger story that they're trying to tell with Avengers tied to it.
I covered my face. yeah, so we'll see, but yeah, the troubling thing for me is not seeing anything new yet. You know, we've seen, Thunderbolts, you know, okay, now we have two X-Force books instead of one. You know, we still have Deadpool, you know, Avengers Academy is now Avengers.
But DC relaunched, they brought back Batman.
They brought in a lot of new stuff. There was a lot of new.
This is new, but like you said, there's going to be a new book a week for months.
Yeah, but I mean new, but it's uncanny event, you know, it's an amalgamation of two.
Well, they're all, yeah, but I mean, they're going to play off, they want this to probably be one of their best sellers.
Right.
They're trying to put everything on it. They're putting Rick Remender on it. Like, they want this to be big.
What I said is they want, this is their Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, first book out of the chute.
You know, Uncanny X-Men was the flagship for how long? You know what I mean? Uncanny X-Men was the book that just, if you were reading X-Men, if you were reading X titles, you read Uncanny X-Men. And then Schism had to make that go away, and now we have Uncanny Avengers, but they're trying to bring back, like you said, they're trying to merge the two families together, and hopefully, I mean, I read it as they go, you know, like I told you earlier, I read Batman 1 13 issues ago, and I was like, Nightwing 1's better, this wasn't that good, and then it turned into something a lot better as it went along, but it's tough to read one issue and go, well, this
absolutely. Okay, speaking of Batman, Batman 13. Well, he mentioned Batman 1.
Segway.
It's a segue, man.
You know what? When are they going to get rid of this augmented reality?
Never, because that's what you're paying the extra dollar for.
I haven't used that since, like,
I used it one time.
I tried it once with Secret Invasion, and that was a... So if Marvel's listening,
I tried it on one of the AVX ones. It's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't sit there holding...
Yeah, that's
reading my iPad above it.
What does this panel say? I'm not going to do that.
I didn't even know what AR stood for until you said it.
It's an app.
I know what it does. Yeah. I just didn't know what it stood for.
Last time I tried to use it, it locked up my phone, so whatever.
Yeah, mine froze.
It's a virus.
So not your money's worth.
Thor came over, he smashed my screen with his
hand. I just hate how you have to peel the sticker.
My phone will only go to the Marvel digital site now.
Yeah. As like a compulsive collector.
Now, here's my question. When buying these back, do I have to open them up and see if they have the sticker? Have they been redeemed?
That's going to be part of your guide there.
Yeah.
Well, they're only good for a year, aren't they?
That could be too.
I think they expire after a year.
I've never used one. I should start using one just grab a book out of the stack and
some guy on Twitter postcodes to like books he gets. Somebody who writes for Marvel. Or something.
No, it's Agent M. Yeah,
it's not him. It's not him. It's somebody else.
He posts his codes. Okay.
Yeah, all the books he gets
after years.
The codes.
But
Batman 13.
Switching on to Batman 13, which my Batman sales have been outstanding, but have been pretty steady. Not a lot of fluctuation. It actually dipped a little bit for the Zero issue. Not a lot, but a little. And so I kept my numbers pretty much the same. I think I bumped it like 5 or 10 copies for this book and sold out in 2 days. I did not force... I figure everybody that's getting Batman is getting Batman. You know, I don't have that many customers that, you know, only a small percentage are getting Batman. It's pretty much, I'd say half my regulars are getting Batman. So I did not foresee selling out of that book in 2 days. Now, in my defense, they didn't tell us about the awesome, cool cover until after it had already shipped.
It's not, but it's only half a cover, right?
I mean, it's only half a cover, but it's the overlay cover.
Yeah.
Just a pretty neat effect, well, the one, especially
the one
when
cover,
you had it.
The actual cover is there, and the one's over top.
Right, but the cover that we saw was the variant. Oh. That was the of him looking in the mirror.
Oh.
That was the cover we had seen. That's what I had ordered based on. But I didn't realize it was going to be an overlay. I think they may have told us at some point, but when you can't really see it...
Yeah, you don't know if it's going to be...
Right.
Just a solid picture or something different or...
Right.
But yeah, because I know I came in on Sunday, and someone was like, do you have Batman 13? I'm like, he has that Batman 13 somewhere.
Gone
and Dan's like,
Thursday.
I couldn't find it anywhere. No. And I was like, really?
You're gone Thursday.
And I knew you got... I know you ordered over 100 of them.
Yeah.
I was like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, 120. Yeah. And then sold, blew through all the Batgirls that day, ran out of Catwoman early today. That wasn't even
then
a chance.
Then you have 120 guess, total copies, or is 120?
110 regular, 10 variants.
And what about combo?
Combo, I think I had like 5. But you steal all my combos.
I only buy 2 combos.
That's almost half.
It is almost half, but
still. But the thing is, I don't want to get...
Online.
The
no,
big
I
thing
buy
is,
it for me.
I don't want to get stuck with the combos, because they're an extra dollar.
I don't blame
so,
you for not. I don't blame
you know,
at all,
so I keep
but
that
I'm
order
trying to think of all the different
low.
Things that you got. Not
yeah.
maybe, and you got variant copies, too,
yeah.
didn't you?
So, I mean, well, just the one in 100.
And I mean, did you
well, it was 110 any? Regular and 10 variants.
Okay.
So,
I guess the Joker sells.
The Joker apparently really,
well,
really sells.
I mean,
the
story was talked up, I mean, pretty big on a lot of...
But yeah, but then, and especially after it came out, I think the... The reviews and everything.
That's,
were just...
That's sort of like your Venom book you read out. It's, Carnage is just kind of a popular character. That's probably why you sold him more Venoms this week than you did.
Right, right. And I totally admit. But like I said, I looked in the last 2 issues. I only sold 5 of, so I only ordered 10.
Not
and blew
not.
Through. Well, because it was a tie into the Minimum Carnage that actually, and especially when that started, didn't sell much of anything. That one actually has picked up as it's gone along. But right out of the bat.
Well,
a lot of people.
Most of the time it's the reverse.
Exactly, and that did happen. I had a lot of people, like Lytle, saying...
He didn't want to read it.
I don't want this. I'm dropping Scarlet Spider and Venom because of this. So, you know, it's the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, no, Batman 13 was really good.
Yes. That was really good. What I liked about it was that it built the suspense through the whole issue. And it seemed much longer than it was.
It did seem like it took a long time to read it.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in just a 20-page, because then you had the little backup that I thought was great, too.
Yeah, the backup story was usually the...
Their throwaway,
yeah. I don't really... Sometimes I don't even read them, but...
Yeah.
Well, the Batman backstories awesome. Have been pretty relevant
yeah,
to
they
the
have.
Story going. Like, yeah, it might not be the story, but it's not like... Nothing used to be more annoying than the question at the back of, like, Detective. Like, it had nothing to do with the story. It was just a totally
right.
separate story.
Like, I just couldn't understand why they just didn't incorporate it in the main story. Like, I mean, they could have just made the book longer.
They could have, but I think, one, because they needed different artists, because I think Capullo can only do a regular issue, and then he's also co-writing that with the other guy, Tinian, who's doing something
Talon.
Else right now.
He's doing Talon?
Yeah, he's doing Talon.
Yeah, I mean, plus, like, it's that you're watching the whole thing transpire, and you don't know what's going on.
Right.
And then when you go back and you reread it, you're like, all this was going on with that? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, putting it all together.
Can anyone tell me why 30 cops... All in a dark room, stood there and allowed their necks to be broken.
Right, I hear you. That, I
it's
had
creepy.
Some trouble with that. And one
it's
thing...
Just,
yeah.
You're telling me not a single one was like...
Where I have a flashlight or... Yeah.
This Joker's that good, come on.
But that was creepy, as he's telling the joke and... But, and then something I read online is that they were surprised. They wonder if that was actually the Joker, because the Joker normally doesn't do his own dirty work.
True.
So, like, at the end, it was Harley. What if we later find out it was someone else?
Yeah.
There. But for the most part, you didn't even see the Joker.
No.
Through the whole thing.
Until the end.
And the one thing that I really liked was the fact when they, you know, why did he do this? And Batman just was, I don't know. And that was almost even creepier because Batman, you know.
Has to know.
Normally a step ahead. And here, at least this version of Batman, I don't know if it's part of the New 52 or if it's just a case of he just doesn't know.
Yeah, he just didn't know what to expect, what was going on.
But yeah, I just thought that whole thing was good, and you get to the end and you're just, gah. And like I've said before, my only real review of a book is when I get to the end, do I want to read the next one right away? And on that one, yeah.
Yeah. It was, kind of the whole, like you said, the build-up and the suspense going throughout the whole issue, wondering and wondering. And they had really built it up even before we started to read it. Like, you know, if you follow Scott Snyder,
right,
if you have
right.
anything to do,
yeah, you were really looking book, forward to that.
They had kind of built this up to a high yeah. level, and this was something that kind of didn't, after all that build up, disappoint. You know, after you get so excited for something, it's very easy to go, well, this wasn't. I thought it'd be more because you build it up in your
right,
own, in your own
right.
mind about how great it's going to be.
Yeah, but, at the end of AVX, how are they going to ever defeat this? Oh, Iron Fist punch. Did we already see that? Okay. But yeah, no, this, I mean, and hopefully there's follow through and it finishes well, unlike the first story arc that I know you didn't like how it
finished.
I just thought
the fight at the end was not in character
right.
what they had built, not had built up to that point. I mean, that just didn't kind of.
Yeah, Batman flying
you take those
out of
three
an airplane.
You take those three pages, like that fight just went on way too long, and then the whole I'm hanging onto a jet kind of a thing just. Didn't seem to fit, you know, Iron Man is somebody who
right.
could, like, you know, hang onto a jet or,
almost
know,
seemed more like,
Superman,
okay, wait, and then
or,
have him hang onto the airplane. Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah,
so, it almost
I mean,
like
but this
that.
Is also, I mean, you wouldn't think the Joker would go the same direction since,
right.
you know,
darker,
the Court of
twisted,
Owls and,
yeah.
you know, his, yeah. you know, Lincoln March and the whole mechanical bat suit. You don't think Joker's going to come out at the end in a gigantic mechanical suit of some
that'd
kind.
That'd be so cool.
But.
Giant Joker suit.
I mean, one never knows where they're gonna, what they're gonna do, and how it'll end. But
definitely a good start.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, how many people are coming in just trying to read, want to read the Joker story?
Yeah, oh, I wish I had more, man.
So
blew that one, but luckily they're doing a second print.
Yeah, look at this, Consequences book.
We're not talking about
he
that.
He said, next week. "I'm Walking Dead."
Oh,
yeah.
This is Consequences one. Isn't that one?
No, it's two. I'm out of one. Sorry.
That's all I have.
I'll get more in next week.
I got it. I bought your last one.
That's true. No, you bought my second last one. I had one in my bag. My secret stash. No, my reading copy. I didn't get to read.
Yeah, that
happens
to
awesome.
Somebody.
I did. Kirk. Shout out to Kirk.
Okay. So if everyone just comes in, reads the issue of Batman and puts it back on the shelf, then there can be Batman for everyone.
That's true,
this
but...
This isn't a library.
Yeah, this isn't a library.
You just charge him $1 to read it, but you have to put it back on the shelf.
You'll keep one copy just for yeah. that.
Okay, from now on, I'm only going to order one copy of every book. No.
No. Just have one as a rental copy.
Oh, a rental copy. One rental copy. I'll laminate it so it doesn't get hurt.
Like the book? The library books with the plastic cover?
Yeah.
What? In Consequences, I'm getting the same vibe out of Consequences as I did out of Fear Itself. Fear Itself didn't get good till point one, point two, point three.
Right.
When they actually started like telling you, and this is kind of the same thing.
Well, I'm reading this totally wrong. I haven't read one. I read two on my digital preview. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I read one, and like I told you that day.
You didn't
the
like
idea
two?
Of the mutant
like
collar
two.
Was,
yeah,
was
I'm not
kind
into
of interesting.
It as much as one.
Number two is almost all him and Wolverine talking.
Well, that's
yeah.
how the first
it was very
one
whiny,
it.
Whiny, 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 whiny. I didn't read three, and then I read...
One had a lot going on. Like, it had different...
Okay.
One had, like, four or five different
that ties in. Number four that I read the digital preview today was really good. But it dealt far more with Magneto and Colossus and
well, there was like
Storm
in,
and that
in Consequences one, there was, like, four different stories. Like,
okay.
Wolverine was doing his own thing. Cyclops was talking to
Captain
to the jailer.
America.
Talking to the jailer and stuff.
Oh,
and then Iron Man and Ms. Marvel were off doing something.
Oh, I'm thinking of the end of AVX.
Yeah, Iron Man and Ms. Marvel were off.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, so, but four I thought was excellent. I'm very much looking forward to five, so. Crazy.
Hopefully they don't disappoint you.
I hope so, too.
The art's not great.
The art and Marvel
was good on art was good on four, but I think it's different people because it's a weekly book.
It's, how can you, yeah, unless you have it in the can.
Yeah.
How can you pump out four? I mean.
But and so and the other one we got with this the new Marvel Now this week was the point one, and I read about half of.
It's long.
It's long. I mean, there's a lot in there. I hope it actually goes somewhere. I was I contemplated pulling out the old point one and seeing exactly how many of the stories they've actually followed up on.
The Defenders.
Yeah, they did the Defenders and they did the Age of Apocalypse. They have not touched those Twins or the Ultron War, and I don't remember if there was another story in
there.
There
was a Nova story.
Okay, they did well, do that. That led into right here. AVX.
Right here, yeah. This Nova story. It's continuing.
Right, yeah. So they continue it once every year and a half in the Point One book. So, yeah. I don't know where
was
that
was
going.
Was A plus X today?
No, I read the digital preview of A plus X today.
How was that? Oh, that good.
Next week, the next week number one is A Babies versus X Babies.
That's the number one.
That is going to be selling.
That's the
hot
only
cakes.
One. That's the only one next week.
It's going to be gold.
Coming strong out of the gate.
Let me know if you. I'm only getting 15, so please, if you want it, let me know.
Now. Donnie wants all 15.
Okay,
yes. I don't want.
There's a variant too.
He wants that one too.
Now A plus X. I didn't know what it was coming in, and after reading it,
you still don't know what it is.
Oh, I know what it is. It's one X-Men and one Avengers in a team-up story.
Kind of a Cap team-up book.
It was Cap and Cable.
That's kind of what
set in World War
II. The covers, because the covers.
Yeah,
one
the second and the second story is Wolverine and Hulk.
Yeah, it didn't sell for that. It's, I didn't like.
When did A plus X
hope,
come out?
2 weeks from now. I hope I didn't order a lot. I was not. I didn't know what to expect out of it, and I was. But then again, like that A. The Versus book sold much better than I expected. So you guys might like this.
Yeah, well,
I mean, don't... It looks like it's setting up a lot of stuff that are going to spin out from this. But I don't know why they're doing it like that. They do that too much. Just tell stories. Don't... Yeah, we might continue this somewhere else. Like, the Wolverine and Hulk story is definitely the first chapter of something. But I don't know what.
Yeah.
This is the last... Uncanny X.
That is the very last issue ever of Uncanny. That is the final issue.
Never again.
Well, until what I love,
what number is that?
I saw a picture online of somebody 20? Had.
Well, don't worry. That'll just you'll be well, on.
That was just.
What did the original Uncanny X-Men end at?
Oh, it was fives.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Because they ended out a while back.
Yeah.
Brought out this with that new X-Men bunch.
Uh huh.
And then now they're doing.
It made it a year.
Five what? What did it end at? 500.
I don't remember.
500
what was the
something?
Point of renumber?
Yeah.
It's like
wait till 600. That'll be a part of 600. So yeah. Put it with your other original Uncanny because it'll fill in the void.
Last week somebody posted a picture of because Fantastic Four last week was the last issue, and it said right across the lock, final issue. And then they pulled out Fantastic Four 588 and set it right next to it. It had the exact same final issue banner. And their question was, which of these is telling the truth?
Neither.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
But sorry, it's 588 and then 614 or whatever it was. Both say final issue on it.
Yeah, I mean, and then 700 will say the final issue.
I guess that is part of my problem. Just they do it too often for it to have any impact whatsoever. Oh, the last issue of Uncanny Avengers, or Uncanny X-Men until 3 months from now when they come out with the Uncanny X-Men number one.
Yeah, I mean, number ones have that certain pizzazz about them, and number ones sell better than other issues traditionally. I mean,
traditionally, but I think they're starting to lose their momentum on that when you do it too often, when you go to the well too many times.
Well, it's just, I mean, when you have to piece together.
I mean, this will be my third Captain America number one since I've been open.
As a collector, what would drive me crazy
it's
is
more valuable
if you start counting it. Into other sets, and now I have to move this.
Right.
I have to put this 20-issue set into a gap of between 580 and 599 is really 1 through 19, and then 600 picks up at the back like that. To me,
or somebody comes. I'm looking for Captain America number 8.
Which one?
Which one? I don't know.
Yeah, because there's volume. Don't they technically go by volume? Like, isn't there like, aren't all the New 52 considered Volume 2? Like, isn't this Batman Volume 2 technically because it's restarted with a number 1?
I was going through a collection that had a bunch of Hulks, and at one point they had a Hulk. Or maybe it was Captain America. And I actually had to look at the barcode to figure out which series it was from. Just because I couldn't tell. Because there was the Captain America, and then they... Then you had Heroes Reborn, and then there was another Captain America, and then they relaunched it again, and I just remember that was the only way I could tell was by the barcode series to get them in the right
set.
Yeah,
I mean...
Because same logo, everything.
Yeah, how can I mean, at a certain point, if it's not from 1960, if it's from 1999 and 2002...
Right, I know the old stuff, but yeah.
How different did the comics really look?
Yeah, the 2001 series, even like Uncanny X-Men is going to be like that, because, this is Volume 2, Volume 3 is going to, so it made it 20 issues.
Because Volume 3 is coming, isn't it?
They haven't announced it yet, but that would be my guess. They're going to have an Uncanny X-Men.
It's like, it's as Nick said...
To go with their Uncanny Avengers in their...
How many X-Men is replacing this?
I have not.
As Nick said...
I don't know.
As Nick Borelli said on here once... How do you want them not to make an Uncanny X-Men book? It's like printing money. How do you not want them to print?
I didn't read the whole thing, but something pretty crazy has happened.
How do you not want them to print like
they They can't just end it like that.
I mean, there is all new X-Men, but I figured that was probably more replacing X-Men. But I don't know. So you have X-Men, X-Men Legacy, and I know there's a new X-Men Legacy already. I don't know about an Uncanny X-Men, but my guess is they love that name so much.
It's coming back. Uncanny X-Men will be back for sure.
They didn't not really announce any like new books at the New York Comic Con.
No.
For the Marvel Now thing, did they?
Not that I remember. They, I mean, not, they had like lots of stuff. It wasn't
like a big surprise. Everybody knew that. Right. But, I mean, like any other new...
Not that I remember. Yeah, Joe was supposed to be here with the recap.
God. Did he go?
I don't know. No, but he was going to keep track of everything that... all the announcements. I started to look at him.
What is the biggest news out of New York? Scott Snyder writing Superman? It's like the only thing I can really think of.
That was mentioned way before.
Yeah. Was it? I don't remember if there was any huge news. I was kind of keeping an eye on it.
Peter Parker's not going to be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Well, I already made my guess on that.
It's Peter Parker.
Did you read the end of Spider-Man?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. But I think it'll be Miles Morales will take over Spider-Man.
I don't think so.
I do.
They already showed he's not black.
It doesn't matter. It just has to be a guy named Miles Morales.
That'd be weird.
He's not black anyway. He's Hispanic.
That's right.
He's both.
All right. He's half and half. Whatever.
What?
He's Canadian.
Could be. So yeah, I don't know. But the new solicit should be out next week.
Yeah, you said the preview's coming out in 2 weeks.
I think it comes out in 2 weeks. It should. I know it's coming next week. I don't know what's coming in 2 weeks. So, yeah, we'll see.
The December one is on Bleeding Cool. The Marvel December solicit was on there today.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah, that was up today. Okay. Then they might be coming out soon.
We'll see you in the next couple days. Emails. You get the information sent right to you.
Yeah, but normally I get it after they get it. I get the press releases. But no, they always put like on Uncomic Book Resources and Newsarama. They always post the solicits before I get the actual book. Yeah, I get the press releases. Yeah, when I post the pictures to the Facebook page. I'm just, superior.
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea what that is. So
that's Spider-Man.
Oh, now we know. But at the time, I just throw the picture up there.
There's no other words that weren't like. They didn't release no other.
No, that's what I mean. They haven't done any of that. The new Wolverine by Frank Cho. I guess that'll be in the new previews.
You know what I think?
Yeah, Wolverine and Shanna the She-Devil. Oh, giddy with excitement over that.
You know what I think we're gonna see with the new 52 next wave? Shazam.
Yeah.
There's not in the back of Justice League.
There's
anymore. Right. No, but that backup is leading into the Justice League of America.
There was a finish at the end.
So I think we're going to see that.
Yeah.
And we already know we're going to see Justice League of America.
And Aquaman Corps.
Justice League of America is one.
Yeah.
Justice League of America is one of the new ones that are replacing the four that are canceled.
Right.
Blue
Devil. The Spectre. I'm guessing.
He might be right on the Spectre. Okay. Isn't Blue Devil teaming up with somebody?
He's teaming up with Black Lightning in DC Universe Presents.
That's right. That's weird.
It is what it is. Probably just keeping the name copywritten. I mean, it's a great book. I haven't read it. The only book I read last night was Justice League. So.
Was it good?
Yes, I liked it. And it definitely has the more feel of a Justice League book. Kind of telling the story.
Justice League of America?
No, Justice League 13.
Did anybody watch Arrow?
Not yet. I tried to watch it here, but because it's a Mac, it won't download the app.
I watched like 5 minutes of it and turned it off.
Okay. That good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find
We're supposed to have, in that show, Deathstroke.
Deadshot. I heard Deadshot.
Both of them.
Oh, both of them. Oh, what about Darkseid?
Yeah, Deadshot, too.
Darkseid?
No, Darkseid.
Okay. Amanda Waller?
You know, Nick brought up a good point today when I was talking
to
him.
Nick who?
Nick the television.
I don't know that Nick.
We have him. He's usually on an iPad.
Not here, he's not. Oh. He's abandoned us.
I asked him if he wanted to be here today.
No, okay. I didn't bring my iPads.
I could have brought it if you
wanted. Oh, okay.
But he brought up a good point.
He said,
about
no,
the
I'm
whole,
not talking to those guys.
About the whole Pandora thing and yeah. what she opened in the box. He told me today that he thinks it would be interesting if it was either Darkseid or the Anti-Life Equation.
Ooh.
I said that would
be
kind of
cool.
That's a cool twist.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
You're saying that's what came out of the box?
Right.
Okay.
Where's Darkseid now?
On Apocalypse.
Yeah. He's never left Apocalypse.
Well, he was on Earth.
For that
remember?
Short time.
Yeah, Aquaman stabbed him.
He was just like, I'm going home. I know he's playing nice. Yeah. Got fish people jumping out stabbing me.
It happens. I hate when that happens. Oh, that could happen. Or, isn't there some lady fish product? Darn it. Never mind.
Now he's out there attacking the planet, dimension where Captain Carrot is. Because he went after Earth, too. He went after this Earth, whatever it's called. Is it
happening? Isn't he, like, supposed to be a badass? And, like, all this lame stuff is happening to him. So I'm hearing.
Captain Carrot.
Darkseid or Captain Carrot?
Darkseid.
Okay. I did hear something about Captain, like, K-RAT. There, it's going to be. Yeah, something. In one of them. Somebody was telling me. I forget who was telling me that.
Is it a giant carrot?
No, he's a rabbit. It's he's a bunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't know Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew? Oh, come on, about. Donnie.
No,
Donnie's not the only one. I don't know.
You guys are anything like the Pet Avengers?
What's the Poodle's name?
I honestly
she's
could not
based
tell you.
On, was that okay from that Robot Chicken special?
Yes, yes, there really
she's
is
based
Captain
on,
Carrot.
The Poodle
I
was based on
that was real.
The Poodle they used to base the carrot, the costume of Stargirl. And it, the named after, it's named after, oh, who made that character? It was, Jeff Lowe, or I'm sorry. Who is it? Jeff Johns. Jeff
right.
Johns created that character. He based it off of his sister. He
okay.
died in a plane crash. And her favorite character in comics in that group was that poodle. So they named they made the costume closely related
who knew?
To...
I'll have to dig up some Captain Carrot issues for you, Donnie.
Yes.
By all means.
No, I, the only thing... Sorry.
What was that?
That was a sneeze. The only thing... No, the only thing I remember, there was a preview of Captain Carrot in like a Teen Titan book or something at the time I was reading Teen Titans. And
there you go.
I remember that was something that all I ever read.
So I didn't realize
I think there's
real.
A doc.
Yeah, I didn't either.
My
so
gosh.
Are they like the Pet Avengers?
Well, they're on a different Earth and just everybody's animals on that Earth.
That sounds cool. I don't know.
The deadliest animal is man.
Ooh.
Well, maybe Jeff, maybe not Jeff Johns, maybe Grant Morrison.
Oh, I could see Morrison doing that. I could.
That would be crazy. Grant Morrison's the Zoo Crew.
So that's how we're going to end this podcast. Grant Morrison writing
Zoo
the Zoo Crew.
Maybe he'll call.
Maybe he'll call. Maybe next week after he hears this,
no,
he'll go.
You know, Grant
he'll go.
Morrison.
It was the
Grant
was
Morrison
the effing bunny. No.
Bunny. He would
more
not.
Of a Scottish accent.
I know. I
he would like. He'd like Doctor Strange. Like you know how he comes in through the astral plane. That's how Grant Morrison would appear here. He wouldn't call.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh, I'm not writing the Zoo Crew.
It's an amazing how I don't even know what we were talking about to get to the zoo.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
At some point, we spiraled around to the zoo.
I'm kind of lost here.
Well, I know why I did. Because I'm tired. I think Adam actually is the one that brought that up.
Do you want me to trace it back for us?
No.
We can all listen to it.
I'll rewind
it. This is where it started.
Yeah, this is where we lost control.
This is the moment
where it all
went wrong.
If you're listening, stop now. I bet I'm going to have a run on Captain Carrot books in the next week.
Spoiler alert, yeah. It gets bad.
We need an essential Captain Carrot.
Ultimate Captain Carrot.
Sure. No, just a black and white. Showcase Captain Carrot. Just black and white reprints, nothing expensive.
Does he have a red figure?
Oh, you're not getting color. What's the point?
You can color yourself with your own crayons.
Part of the experience. That's like the All-Star Western showcases.
So
they don't feel like... They don't feel right because the color. And the
Do you have a Walking Dead in that bag?
Yeah, but that's
Does
different.
That feel
it was made.
Oh.
It was made to be non-colored.
Okay.
That's kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
I will not get the colored issues because that makes no sense. It wasn't made to be colored.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I don't buy the showcase of the black and white ones either, because I just...
I like them. Because you can read the stuff that I'd never otherwise be able to read.
Yeah, I mean...
There was a funny one, because my very first issue of Jonah Hex I ever read was an old Weird Western Tales. And part of the whole, not trick at the end, but basically he got shot, he was hurt. He was with this actor who realized he had to portray him so that the bad guys would think he was still there. So he made himself up and then went out, and of course the bad guy shot him. And as he touches his face, the makeup comes off.
Oh.
And
how do you make that up?
What?
How do you use makeup to make Jonah Hex face? I mean, there's a big hole in the side.
Well, not but it was just a coloring change. Like, he was showing that he was sunburned, but the red came off.
Oh.
And you could see that in the coloring, but in the black and white book, it's like...
You don't see it.
You don't see
it. So there's a little...
Yeah, so there was one...
You lose stuff, but you're right. I mean, if there was a certain issue that I wanted to read...
Yeah, especially, like, I had my sale, $8, you know...
I'm not going to be able to get it.
Well, yeah. It's...
You know, Batman number one will never really be in my possession.
Right.
If it is, I'm not going to read it.
But in a way, it's also good, because I had the Essential Uncanny X-Men I was reading when I was working downtown Chicago, riding the train an hour each way. Or it seemed an hour each way. And I remember I'd pick those up, and just looking at John Byrne's art in that, in the, his X-Men run, just, it was even more impressive without the colors. You weren't distracted, you were just looking at the art, and it was so good. Kind of like these artist editions, you know, you're just looking at the actual art. So that's one thing that's kind of neat about it. But I know some people can't read them. And then I think, oh, I'll take colored pencils and color them in, and I think that for about 5 whole minutes, and then I go, that's a lot of work.
It doesn't... I don't think it's for me. It's that the book has to be. It's certain books need to have their color. For All-Star Western, or not All-Star Western, but Jonah Hex, well, I guess it was All-Star Western in the color helps it, because it adds a little old-fashioned look to it. They color it to
but
be like
But you can
that.
Still, you know, horse, gun. You know,
but, not... I mean, if you're wanting to read a book just to read it and know the story, they're the best way to go, because they are fairly inexpensive. Yeah. So, just depends.
But then I get books like Essential Defenders Volume 6, and I go, really? I think
well, what about Amethyst?
I think
you had to have a lot of color, but...
Well, it did, right.
How did DC release whatever this new book is that came out today? What's the new DC book today?
Sword of Sorcerer?
Yeah, or whatever it is. Is that going to sell?
I like the first one. I think a lot of people like the first one. I bet I've sold more of that than
I've heard Marvel Now.
I mean, I put one in my folder,
and
I'm going to buy it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first one.
That's why I at least have to give the Marvel books a try, and that's why I gave Uncanny Avengers a try. And
Does
I didn't really hate it.
So. Fit into like the actual universe? The same universe?
Well, not really, because basically the idea is she is a princess, and she and her mom escaped to Earth to hide from her evil aunt who had taken over Gemworld.
Oh.
So it doesn't really fit in the DC universe.
I thought, this is something, they want my daughter to buy this book.
Yeah, it does seem like
Yeah, and it could be, the first one, I know one customer had a big problem with, there was an attempted rape of another character then Amethyst comes in and breaks up to be the hero.
And it looks a little too bright and fluffy on the cover, so it could be false advertising.
Right, but I mean, it wasn't
now
like
they... Now it's not for my daughter?
No, it wasn't...
Now you're not reading it.
It wasn't like the clothes were ripped off.
No,
some guys were menacing a girl.
They were just like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Right. So,
Mimes trapped her in a box.
No. Yeah.
So I haven't read the number one yet.
That's an evil, evil gang.
But I enjoyed it. I didn't expect to enjoy it. Yeah, I read Zero. I didn't expect to like it, and I did.
I hear that there is, though, in one of these issues of it, that there's a DC character from a book right now in it.
Oh, okay. So, that could be there.
So it is going to...
Well, maybe the real Earth is DCU,
not,
but this Gemworld is...
Yeah, Captain Carrot. No, it's not Captain Carrot.
Well, according to the Facebook
It makes
poll,
sense because she is also going to be
DC
in
anyway.
Dark Avengers. Or, I'm sorry.
Dark Avengers? Holy crap.
Justice League Dark.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Have you seen her in that?
She hasn't been in it
I
yet.
Thought she was supposed to be in it.
Not yet.
I thought I saw that in the preview.
She hasn't been in it yet.
But it might be
previews,
coming.
You could have saw it in the
But
saw
one
two
of them
previews,
is in this book.
Not out for 2 more months.
I won't tell you who it is.
I really like the Justice League Dark Zero. Just out of left field. But
I hear
I read
that's
that.
Like
it was
Justice
really
League
good.
Dark and it just, I mean, maybe the new creative team, it got good. But the first
arc was not good. Since Lemire took it over, it's been really good.
The only time it was good was the Eye Vampire Cross.
Right after that with number 9, it really picked up.
But you know what? I noticed still differences while reading that between iVampire in that. I like the iVampire part better than the...
Yeah.
And they just...
Yeah, part. Milligan... Yeah, yeah. Oh, for Milligan sure. Wasn't... Yeah.
But they definitely fit together.
But at least...
Yeah. Story was,
but at least it was in that yeah. storyline.
It fit the storyline perfectly. Yeah. And they were definitely trying to... I mean, they're definitely trying to cross it over and get people to read stuff and do things. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's yeah. Their name of their game is to get you to buy more of their stuff.
That is crux.
So they have to do stuff. I mean...
So, had to make a note of Captain Carrot, so when I put this online, I can include that, and I'll get even more hits because of that.
Totally.
They talked about Captain Carrot, exactly.
All the Google searches for Captain Carrot.
You tag it.
I'll tag it, yes.
Tag it, Captain Carrot.
Well, I have a story about that, but it's not for this podcast.
Okay. Oh, for a different podcast. Yeah. Fine, whatever.
Yeah. No, I want to tell you. Nick told me about it, but okay. I'll tell everybody, but I can't record it.
Oh, fine.
Wow.
Well, since I want to know the story... And I'm tired.
Off the record.
I think we'll wrap this up. Next week we'll talk about, I don't know what. You'll have to read Marvel Now Point One. No.
We're going to talk about comic books next week.
We will talk about comic books next week.
I'm out of here.
Okay. That's about it. We'll figure out next week. See you later.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. When a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this.